In the morning, Gitmo Nation, thank you for joining me once again. My name is Sir Craig Jones, and I'm joined, as always, by Kem Slave. Hello, Kem Slave.
Howdy.
Well, that was a hell of a show we did on Monday, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, hell of a show.
That, you know, I'm still not over that. I'm still in a bad mood from that.
I'm even more drunk than I was on the last show, so let's hope for our best.
Yeah, let's hope. All right, you know what? The story that I'm going to be talking about also pisses me off. But at least it's mine, so I've been able to come to terms with it a little bit. But next to Rick Perry, there is one person in the Republican kind of field who really pisses me off. Can you guess who that is?
George Bush?
Nope. I actually like the man.
John McCain?
I hate him, but no, that's not who I'm talking about. He's kind of done. He's not important right now.
Nayland Palin?
Not necessarily the woman in that video, but the woman who inspired that portrayal, yes. Sarah Palin has to be among the most repulsive creatures on the planet.
Worse than Casey Anthony?
Well, no. But, you know, we're talking about two different kinds of repulsive. No, Casey Anthony is, there's a lot of debate about what happened with her. You kind of threw me for a loop on that one. I don't really know what to say to that. But Sarah Palin hasn't killed anybody that I know of. I wouldn't necessarily be surprised. She seems like she'd be a thug enough to do it. But no, what she has been really annoying me about is that she is everywhere. But she is obviously not going to be running for president. But what she likes to do is, she likes to go to places where presidential candidates who are declared are trying to fundraise or trying to get some attention, and she overshadows them. She encroaches on their territory, and she steals the spotlight. She has done this time and time and time again. She did this in Massachusetts when Mitt Romney was declaring his candidacy. She was in the, if not the same town, then the same geographical region of Massachusetts the day he announced his candidacy, and she stole his thunder like you wouldn't believe. And she claimed, oh no, I didn't mean to do that. She was on her bus tour. What a perfect excuse to just fuck with everybody else. This woman is awful. She did that with Mitt Romney. She did that with Michelle Bachmann in Iowa earlier this year. And now, not to be upstaged, she has gone back to Iowa just in time for the straw poll, which happened last Saturday. She is touring the Iowa State Fair, practically chasing the shadows of all the other candidates, because they're all at the State Fair as well. And she is answering questions from the media, just running around, getting all the attention for herself. She is not running for president. And while the people that are running for president, including, I might add, Ron Paul, while they're trying to get attention, here is this bitch. She's just running around, getting all the attention for herself, just greasing her pockets. She's making a crap load of money off of this. She should be... People who listen to this woman, people who support this woman, people who want this woman to run for president need to wake up. She is nothing but a political opportunist. She has no experience. She is, quite frankly, not that intelligent. All she does is steal the spotlight from other people.
Man, is she hot.
You know, I'm kind of over that, too. I saw that in 2008. I could see how people thought that. But now, I cannot get past the stupid look on her face. She just does not look intelligent. She sounds like an idiot. And I can't get past it. I just can't get past it. I frankly don't believe she's that intelligent. I don't think she's that beautiful. I don't think she's beautiful at all. I don't think she's hot at all. I don't think she's in any way appealing at all. This woman is a walking nightmare, and she needs to be stopped. People need to stop paying attention to this woman because she is just out to promote herself. She has no intention of running for president. All she wants to do is go on her bus tour and try to make money every place she can. What do you think about this?
I don't know. I saw one of her pictures from thehill.com, and she sort of has like this big head, small body, like a bobblehead doll. Sort of big, empty head, small little body. I'm agreeing with you on this stupid part. There must be more air in that head than anything else.
And it was frightening that she almost became vice president. Can you imagine a vice president Sarah Palin? That would have made Joe Biden look like George Washington.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's closer to the truth than anyone could ever imagine.
You know, I am so not a fan of this woman. And people compare her to Michelle Bachmann, by the way. Michelle Bachmann actually has some intelligence. She has some substance. She has ideas. And she has actually articulated her ideas for years and years and years now. The problem with Michelle Bachmann is that, aside from the MK Ultra looks she has, I mean, that woman can stare right through you like no one's business. Her eyes are freaky. But aside from that, she's kind of like Rick Perry, like we talked about last show. She's this kind of social conservative extremist who apparently believes that women should be submissive to their husbands.
I agree with that. The Bible has that right.
You are so anti-religion. You would disagree with almost everything in the Bible. And
exactly.
Yet you like that one.
Not really. It's just something to say.
I know.
Show for a second.
I know. But, you know, unfortunately, she wasn't doing a chem slave. No, she actually meant it when she said that she thought women should be submissive to their husbands. Now, the quote was that when she was thinking about running for the House of Representatives back in 2006, she almost didn't do it because she had a lot of family responsibilities. She's had several dozen foster kids, in addition to, I believe, 5 biological children. And she almost didn't do it, but her husband told her to run. And she said, you know, upon reflection, the Bible says women should be submissive to their husbands, so I ran. Now, she tried to explain that away in a recent Fox News debate by saying that when she said be submissive, she meant just be respectful, and that it goes both ways. But the way she said it was like a non-denial. She didn't really answer the question. She kind of sidestepped it. So I was really left with the idea that she really believes that women should be submissive to men. And such backward thinking is endemic in this fringe social conservative movement. And not all social conservatives are like that. She is just one tiny fraction of that movement. But she and people like Rick Perry and Rick Santorum and they have a lot of power on the bully pulpit, and people hear what they have to say, and that's scary. So it's a good thing she also has no chance of being president. But, you know, in contrast to Sarah Palin, at least Michelle Bachmann has some experience and has some element of intellect. But anyway, going back to Sarah Palin, do you have anything to say about that?
Not really. She freaks the hell out of me sometimes, so Hopefully she doesn't decide, hey, I'm going to decide to run for president, because that would freak the hell out of me.
She could do a lot of damage to the Republican primary election. There are enough conservatives who like her that she could really upend the race, and not in a good way. Yeah, I'm really convinced that somebody like Mitt Romney needs to win, because his economic background and his executive experience, both in the private sector and in the public sector as governor of Massachusetts, they really lend themselves well to the situation we're in now. And by the way, I'm not a Romney supporter. I don't get involved in primaries. I dislike primaries. So please don't think I'm shilling for Mitt Romney. But I just think somebody like him, as opposed to some other ideologue like Rick Perry or Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin, is somebody like him that needs to be able to win, to beat Barack Obama. So that's what I have. Palin being the usual show-stopping bitch that she is. You know, I'm getting annoyed. Chem Slave, do you have anything at all to lighten my mood?
Dead babies.
Oh, I feel better already.
Oh, you should be. This is either a great Korean propaganda story against China, or this is actually really happening. The Chinese, there's a Chinese producer who makes stamina pills made from dead babies. So, some Korean TV documentary team heard about this, and it's like, okay, we have to see if this is actually true. So they track down a hospital that sells deceased babies, mostly abortions or stillbirths, to medicine companies. Which is that statement right there is like, they're mostly abortions or stillbirths. Well, what other deceased babies are there?
You know, that's a good point.
So when the hospital has a dead baby case, they call the company up. They ask permission from the parents if they can use their dead baby, and they take the baby, put it in some family's refrigerator for a while. Then when someone wants dead baby pills, they take the baby out of the refrigerator. They grind it up they dry it in a medicinal drying microwave. Then they, once dry, they grind it up and they put it into these capsules. And the documentary team bought some of these pills and they tested them. And the results were 99.7% human. And they were also able to tell, the gender and from hair and nail remnants from these capsules, which is really fucking creepy. Who the fuck would swallow a dead baby pill?
This is terrible. But, does the mother have any say in this?
They do say that they do ask for permission before they do this. Now, do they really? Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Who knows if this is even true? Because this is Korean, a Korean news station. So who knows if this isn't some propaganda to put China in a bad light?
Absolutely. That's definitely possible. There's a lot of, and by the way, you mean South Korean?
Yeah, yep. South Korea.
There's a lot of bad blood between them, obviously because of China's support of North Korea, and so I wouldn't be surprised if this was a propaganda story. But you know, also this stuff I'm sure happens in China. They have been known to do some really messed up shit. So, you know, but this is among the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, and if you want to get into the action, they also have microwave-dried placenta pills.
Oh, yum. Yum. At least it wasn't a human life, but oh my god, that's so disgusting.
You can have your cake and eat it too this time. Because this time it's not a dead person. So I have a like, nice round meal.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank God for small favors. Alright, you have anything else to say about that?
No, other than the fact that if I ever saw someone and they had a bottle of dead baby pills, I would throw a shoe at them.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. Anybody, if you know of these dead baby pills really being in existence, email us, tell us about it, and then throw a shoe at whoever you see using them, because this is terrible.
Soylent Green is people.
Oh, my God. All right. So I think that kind of wraps up the show for today. As always, email us at feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com to give us your tips, your thoughts, your ideas, your criticisms, your deepest wants and desires for the show and the stream. And as always, donate to John and Adam at dvorak.org/NA or noagendashow.com, noagendanation.com. And, you know, just keep listening, because this is all we have left. All the other media is corrupted, and you get the truth on this stream from John and Adam and all the producers, including us. We tried to be as straight as possible. So, you know, this is important, so keep it up. Please donate. Okay, I will see, well, I always say see. I will talk to you guys again on Friday, and for now, goodbye.
Yes, if anyone wants to send me love letters, they're free to do that, too.
Or aren't you just a Romeo?
I try to be.
All right, then. So we will see you again, or hear from you again, on Friday.